96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. He's 32 years old, and he will be one of the youngest D.C. council members ever to serve. Trayon White defeated LaRubie May for the Ward 8 council seat once held by the late Marion Barry. But who is he? And what is his vision and plan for his ward east of the river? Well, he joins us tonight to answer our questions and yours. The lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR or at HFisherWHUR. Councilmember-elect, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Earl, thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's first of all clear up the age thing here. Okay, you're 32 years old, and you know we've been hearing so much about you're the youngest member ever to be elected to the board, but to the council, but you're not. You're close.
I don't think so. Yeah, I'm in the same age range, but not the youngest.
So who was younger than you?
I think, to my knowledge, Brandon Todd was 31. I think Adrian Finchy was 30.
Mm-hmm.
So you're
really a senior citizen when it comes to
pretty much elder.
you're an elder. Yeah. Okay. Well, first of all, congratulations and thank you so much for coming in. This is the second time that you've run. Why run for city council?
So part of work that I do is a lot of community engagement in the ward. And as a result, my popularity has grown. And with that comes a lot of need in Ward 8. We have a lot of health disparities. We have a lot of issues in the ward that face a lot of people. It's concentrated poverty in Ward 8. And so as a result, I get a lot of those calls. So I figure that I'll be better suited and able to leverage the resources by getting on the council, be on the inside with a $13.5 billion plus budget. Instead, I have to make this call and go to this person. I say, well, I might as well run and be the point person to make sure that we build bridges for people to be able to get stable and create a lot of business in our ward from people that look like us in the community.
Talk to me about your resume. Where did you go to college, and okay, when did you first decide, for example, that you weren't going to be an observer to the needs of your community?
So I graduated from Frank W. Blue Senior High School in 2002. While attending Blue in 2001, I coached a Little League football with Woodland Tigers. And I guess my second year of college, we lost five of those young men from that team to homicide, all under the age of 16. And it started with James Richardson in Baloo, then Devin Folks, then Michael Sims, and then to Brandon. It went all the way up to about nine people current. And I promised God, if you allow me to make it out and become somebody, I'll come back and give back. And so I started doing that. So I coached Little League football all my years of undergrad. I ended up coaching for 9 years straight and started my own organization called Helping Inner City Kids Succeed, because football wasn't enough. We needed some real resources to redirect, especially young African-American men in the community, to start talking about careers, self-esteem, hygiene, a lot of those types of things in the community.
And you went to University of Maryland Eastern Shore at HBCU?
Yes, I did. Yep, I graduated magna cum laude with a cumulative 3.7 GPA. Went to grad school at Southeastern University. I have aspirations of going to law school. I was probably be in law school right now if I wasn't elected as a council member.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking to Trayon White. He is the council member elect for Ward 8 here in the District of Columbia. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. Let me go to the line now. Tyrone calling from Prince George's County. Tyrone, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon, Mr. Fisher. Hey, good afternoon, Councilman-elect. Congratulations on your election.
Thank you, Tyrone.
I was real proud. I'm real proud of you, brother. But here's my question. I have a question for you. At one time, there was an issue that they were trying to get all MPD officers to move back into the district.
Okay.
And a lot of us have issues with that because we work very hard to get our houses in these other counties.
Right.
How would you feel about that? Because to be honest with you, I will back away from MPD to just to not move back into the district. I mean, that's not saying I don't love D.C., because I love the District of Columbia. But if why can't it be where that I can work in D.C., just like federal employees, I can work in D.C. and live in a whole other county? How do you feel about that, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
So part of my view in growing up in Southeast Washington, D.C., is a breakdown between the community and the Metropolitan Police Department. And I think some of that is because a lot of the officers on the police department don't have the cultural competencies to address the needs of the community. They're not in touch. And it's not all MPD, of course, but it's a lot of people coming to the police department that don't live nowhere close to Washington, D.C., have military backgrounds, and using tactics that's not beneficial to those they serve. And as a result, the conversation has been about grooming and recruiting from the communities that we serve, in the high schools, in the community, because a lot of those people from the community know the issues personally and able to relate to the people and have some sensitivity to community policing. So that's part of the argument I know that I've been a part of. And, you know, and it's not all MPD officers. I just think right now MPD, the morale is low in the leadership and with the officers in MPD. And I think that MPD is a place we need to focus more resources to get more officers, because what I know is they were understaffed with MPD, about 1,500 officers.
Would you support making it mandatory, or would you support a residential preference for officers living in the district?
I definitely support a residential preference for D.C. residents, partly because that's another tax base, mm-hmm. And we receive money for those who live in the district. So, of course, as a D.C. Elected official who's concerned about budget and how we allocate our resources, we need more money from within, especially not having statehood.
Okay. Tyrone, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking to Trayon White. He is the council member elect for Ward 8. Speaking of Ward 8, you are known for having a great relationship with the late Marion Barry, mayor for life and Ward 8 council member at the time of his death. How would you describe your relationship with the late Marion Barry?
A gentle giant, MB as I call him, was like a father of all. He was loved by a lot of people. People had an intimate relationship and understanding of who he was and what he was trying to do for the people. And it allowed people like myself to have the fire in my belly to stand up, because he wasn't afraid. And I went from studying Marion Barry to actually being around him to see how he loved so much. And he was a different guy up close in person. I knew him from afar. And so he was real stern and aggressive and those types of things like a young man like myself needed, not having a father in my home every day. And so he kind of helped me to mature into manhood and learn about politics and how to move policy forward and to make government more about the people than just about big time business and millionaires.
Did he give you advice?
All the time.
I'm not surprised.
It's not just advice. He basically was telling me what to do, what I was going to do. So there was a lot of contention between us. We have similar personalities, a lot of clashing. But I know one of the things Marion Barry taught me a while back, he told me that if you can win the people, you can win the war. And I never understood that until he passed. And I was going through the election, and we came up short 71 votes. And I was just trying to do some rethinking how I can re-energize the voting base to get him out. And so I started speaking to their issues and trying to not just my influence with the people, but trying to translate that to the skills I have, the relationships I have, and trying to maximize my organization skills to transfer into getting people to the polls. And then after that, get them to work. On our policy issues, on our community's concerns issues, getting the parents back into the schools, the whole nine. And so that one thing that he taught me really sticking with me.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're having a conversation with Ward 8 D.C. Council Member-elect Trayon White. Of course, he's going to be sworn in with the other new council members. Coming up next month on January 2nd.
Yes, sir.
And so certainly looking forward to that. If you have a question or a comment, please give us a call. He's here so that you can speak with him. Angela, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Angela. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was born and raised in D.C. under Mayor Barry. I moved out, and I just recently moved back into my mom's house. And I wanted to know what he had in mind for young, well, I'm 40-something.
Still young. You're
still young, yeah, definitely.
Newly single after being married for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to purchase my mom's home. And what are you going to do about the programs that you already have existing but improving on them for seniors that can no longer afford their houses?
So that's one of the issues I hear very often. I don't know if you saw today on Fox 5 on 22nd Street. It was an issue where we had a lot of the residents standing outside trying to get into housing. And these are regular affordable housing in the community. And one thing that I understand about seniors is most of them are on what we call fixed income. So as the price of living goes up and as the price of housing continues to rise in the district, based in the area medium income, they get priced out, and that can be potentially become the new homeless population. So part of what we're proposing is displacement-free zones in those areas heavy hit by development, and to ensure that seniors have a right to stay. A council member at large, Anita Bond, started working on policy such as this before in a different way that's already putting priorities on the seniors as well. So we're looking to partner with her because she's over housing as her committee to ensure that we have to care about those who paved the way and open up doors for us just to have the opportunity to do what we do today. So I'm forever indebted to that.
A lot of the seniors are in reverse mortgages, and that's what I'm facing, trying to buy her house back.
Yeah. So it's a lot of predatory things that's happening as well that I know from a lot of calls I get from seniors with people trying to buy their houses and reverse mortgages and just a lot of different programs and targeting about seniors who may not be informed about if they're making the best decision for them.
Angela, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Steve, calling from Southeast. Thanks for calling, Steve. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Congratulations, Mr. White.
Thank you, Steve.
Councilman-elect. I too, am a product of Southeast D.C. I was born and raised here. I bought my home here, and I work here in the city. And two of the questions that I really had, I wanted to ask to the previous two callers that touched on them. Primarily, district residents working in the city. I think it should be, an MPD should go back to, and all the rest of the city's services. If you live in D.C., you work in D.C., like it used to be, the council really needs to go back to that old law where you have to live in D.C. to work here. Because, just like you said, especially MPD, if you're not from here, you can't relate to the community. And it's just not MPD. It goes to services like PC Fire EMT.
Okay.
If you don't know where a street is, then that could be putting somebody's life in danger. You have to know where you are.
Okay.
You know, and I really think that the city council should revert back to DC residents working city jobs. And as far as housing, I think it should be a medium price on these apartments. I think these houses, the developers are really running the city. And city council, and I know, Mr. White, it's going to be an uphill battle with you guys on that council. I mean, everybody says 7-6, and we know what that means. But I'm going to say this. It's going to be an uphill battle fighting them developers. What has happened since the legendary great Myron Burr, he was probably one of the only people that we had that could battle with these developers. And the developers, since he's left us, the developers have taken over this city and this city council. They are really running this city.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for your comments. I've got to take a break. When we come back, more of the conversation with Ward 8 D.C. Councilmember-elect Trayon White. Lines are still open. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We, of course, will continue to take your phone calls even after 7:30 on Sirius XM. Pat calling from Southeast, Teresa calling from D.C., and Ms. Robinson also calling from D.C. We will take your calls next. Stay on the line. You will be able to hear the program. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.